Good. You decided, didn't you? All right. First thing you gotta do is convince yourself that nothing can stop you. You gotta believe that plane you're in is like a suit of armor, like an iron eagle that nothing can penetrate. Now listen close, kid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 215. I am Chief BD, and I am in Tokyo, Japan. And Wombat loves the new Kotaku review style.
I do. I think it's fantastic. I think it's a nice change of pace from their usual review.
Well, Shipwreck was telling me about it earlier, but I only sort of like skimmed it. It seemed like there was a lot of words in it.
It was quite long.
But what it really comes down to is really, if you're looking for an NBA game, like, and you want to know if you should buy it or not, if you like basketball, you should buy it. But if you don't like basketball, you shouldn't buy it. That's a big part of the purchasing decision there.
That's not included in their new review system?
Oh, no, it definitely is. That's one of the takeaways. It's who should care is how they start off, and then they go through all these different questions.
So you're saying it's redundant to have a who should care
section
on a basketball game?
I'm saying this is just an awful way of doing reviews.
Oh, that's what you're saying? I thought I didn't understand.
No.
You don't like it?
Yeah, like their takeaways here. I'm talking about the NBA 2K11, which is the second review they've done in this format, which I don't know why it upsets me so much, but it's just...
Why does everything upset you?
I like to be... I'm really pissed off right now because the Reds just got no hit in the
I was going to say, it was because
game.
The Red loss.
They didn't just lose. They got no hit in their first playoff game in 15 years.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So
I'm
going to
take
Johnny
it out
Bench
on
Kotaku's.
No, Johnny Bench did not get into the game. I think he must have missed the flight or something there.
What about the San Diego Chicken? Did he play?
No, he did not play either. I think they were shooting a commercial or a show.
Oh, they were shooting an episode of the Baseball Bunch?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. That's what was happening.
Dude, I love that show.
Everybody loves that show.
But the chicken.
Yeah, that's how I learned how to throw a knuckleball.
That's how I learned how to punch a chicken in the nuts.
I must have missed that episode.
That's actually where I learned to choke a chicken in that very show.
All right, so here's the takeaways from the Kotaku NBA review.
Okay,
it comes down to they have a section called buy it and don't buy it.
Okay, I'm looking at that right now.
Okay, under buy it, the first line and the main takeaway from it is, if you are at all a sports fan.
Is that really a sentence?
Yeah, if you're at all a sports fan, if you're a sports fan of any type.
It would read better without the contraction.
I like hockey, so I should buy it?
Maybe. Hmm. Don't buy it, and this is important, you really need to read the review to get this. If you don't have and have never had any interest in basketball. You want to avoid NBA 2K11. Just in case you were considering buying it, if you don't have interest in basketball, this review says you should not buy NBA 2K11. Now, that's their review. Wait for my review. My review might say something different.
You might. What if you think that you might have some interest in basketball in the near future, but at this point, up until now, you've never had any interest? But maybe this game will provide that interest.
Then you may actually need to seek therapy, because this review may drive you into some sort of tailspin of self-doubt and shame.
Maybe we need a new review format.
Well, there's no question about that, but it's not this.
Oh.
I was just thinking new reviews editor, but that's just me.
Right.
That could work too.
I think I've come up with a new review format. I think everyone will enjoy it. And I think Wombat especially would enjoy it, and he would write a lot more reviews.
It's going to be like three-word reviews?
No, no. Okay, close. Close. Okay. 10 bullet points of 3 words each.
I like it.
So you could say graphics are great. You know,
it's like, or like haiku review.
Well,
gameplay is mixed
haiku
bag.
Review.
Nope. Well, I don't know. Is mixed bag one word or two?
Well, now you're going into a whole tricky situation.
So if you're reviewing Mafia, you would say for Shipwreck's review, he would say too much driving.
This is basically Kotaku's old form of reviewing.
Oh, well, I like this one. Wombat, wouldn't you bang out so many more reviews if you could do it this way?
I bang out enough things in my day.
Ugh. Like dents from your car door?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was referring to.
All right. So look for the new review format soon. I think
I can't wait. Neither can our listeners.
And we're going to have a review scale instead of doing like the, you know, the excellent, whatever ours is, outstanding, very good, and all that
we're
stuff.
We're going to do how much we think the game should actually weigh. That's
No. We're just going to call it the Metacritic score, okay, to make it really easy for them. Just, so yeah,
we're
so
just
going to
take the Metacritic score at the time we write the review.
No. We have to assign the score, but it's going to be from 0 to 100, and we're actually just going to say our Metacritic score underneath it. So Metacritic
got it.
So they know where to find it.
Gotcha.
And it'll be very friendly for that.
Do you think 100 points of scale there is enough? Like, could we give like half points in there as well?
yeah, if I think a game is a 95.5?
You can do that.
Okay.
No, actually you can't because that would confuse Metacritic.
Now can I do, so I can't do like 95.8?
No, that Metacritic would have to, they'd have to round up there. It's, no, just, that's why we're going to put Metacritic under the number so people know it's Metacritic friendly. Or we'll just put Metacritic friendly.
I like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, so we have to, you have to make sure we open it with a sentence that encapsulates the entire review so they have that blurb to put on there too.
Okay, that's the only exception to the 10 bullet points.
Gotcha, yeah.
Right, it's 10 bullet points and then that little snippet
at
the
bottom. Yeah, like the two sentences.
Yes, and the score, Metacritic friendly score. I think it's a hit.
I'm pro the system.
Yes, I expect some big advertising campaigns coming down the pipe because of this new system.
I think that would work.
Right. All right. That was 6 minutes about something.
Let's continue on this pace. Let's do 6 more minutes about something, and then after that, another 6 minutes about something else.
Okay, let's do 6 minutes on last week's show feedback.
Sure. Well, last week, Dante Calypso said, Ship and Wombat completely gangbang cheapy on the 3DS discussion. Vacation's over. Basically, all 7 pages of comments were about this.
What did it say? I have to admit that I did not read any of the comments on this week's show, and I have a good reason. I will tell you why.
What was your reason?
I'll tell you later.
Okay. It was just mostly just people commenting on whether or not either they, you know, and I would say it was pretty even with people that agreed with you or people that agreed with us.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a time will tell who what is the more successful system. So.
I think my only point is, and I'll just sum it up this way, is that I'm not that excited about it. I'm not, you know, a person who plays a lot of portable games, you know, except for the little ones that you find on an iPhone. And, you know, I think people will buy it, and I would love to be converted into a 3D believer, but I am not, and I'm not that excited. But we'll see. I'm sure they'll sell a lot. I'm sure people will enjoy giving them their money, as they always do. What else we got?
This was said by Wombat. Oh,
wait. One more thing. Sorry, I also got yelled at by Nick Suttner for that discussion. He said it was awful. He described our discussion of the 3DS as awful. Mostly because I was so negative.
Oh, okay.
Screw that guy.
Right. And then I gave him my opinions over Instant Messenger, and it sounded like he understood where I was coming from eventually, but I'm not sure if that made him think the discussion was any less awful.
I gave him recipes on for a slow cooker this week.
For a what?
For a slow cooker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he made some pulled pork.
All right.
Anyway, yes. So Wombat said, a quick correction on my part. The game I played is Dangerous Hunts 2011, and the light gun is made by Red Octane.
Were you that Wombat?
I was that Wombat. No, I used to beat the shit out of him in school.
There you go.
Why are you so fat? Why are you so ugly?
Yeah.
One
crazy summer.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for our younger listeners out there.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go find it. So after we did our show last week, and I don't even know what I call the game, and I believe I said it was made by Mad Catz, not Red Octane, but it's made by Red Octane. They listened to it, and they really liked what I had to say, but said, hey, next time we talk about the game, can you use the correct name of the game? And the gun is made by Red Octane.
So you got the name of the game wrong, and you got the manufacturer of the gun peripheral wrong, is what you're saying.
Yes. So
the only thing you got right is that you went to an event about a hunting game, and it was inside a van.
Yes, and it's an Activision game. I did say that.
You got that right. So you did okay.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Exactly. And they actually thought our whole conversation was very funny and enjoyable.
Great.
So... But there you go. So it's Dangerous Hunts 2011.
Tell that guy to call Nick Sutner.
I should.
Let him know what's up.
I will.
All right.
And 200STM says, this was a good show, CadCast crew. I would like to see Shipwreck do some YouTube videos on the weird things he gets from companies that come with the games he reviews. Can he make a YouTube channel and talk about some of the quirky games he has and such? But he probably doesn't have enough time.
So I'd like to have time to do that. That would be good.
You have more time than the two of us combined times 10.
We have had a lot of offers from people to edit video for us.
Oh.
For free.
See, that's the biggest thing is I don't have time to edit video. I have time to shoot video.
So maybe you just shoot it and then we can get somebody else to edit it.
That we could do that.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
Right. I could do it too. I feel bad about taking somebody's work for free. Usually, I just ignore those emails. I think about contacting them, then I go, I don't know. Then I ignore it. But maybe I will contact the guy. All right, how about we move on to new releases, or we could do 6 minutes on shitty HBO 80s movies.
I saw you got a request for that, but I what are we going to talk about? Zapped?
No. We would talk about Summer Camp Nightmare.
Zapped?
Is that the one with Scott Baio?
That is the one with Scott Baio, yes.
Or was that Joysticked?
No, Joysticked. There was no one famous in that movie.
Oh, okay.
And that movie, the poster for that movie is better than the movie.
All right. I don't know. I didn't really like Zapped that much. It was too budget even for me.
It's no Revenge of the Nerds.
No.
No.
This is bullshit. Pan down. I want Bush. All right. How about new releases? I want new releases is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Okay.
We can do new releases. There's a lot of good new releases this week.
Okay.
Enlighten me.
Let's start off with Enslaved, Odyssey to the West.
You wrote a review about that.
I did. I like this game a lot. It's one of my favorite games of the year. It's very good. We talked a little bit about it last week because I had played the demo, and I think you had played the demo, Cheapy.
I did, but I can't help but notice that in your review, you did not use our new 10-point three-word bullet system. So maybe you should go back. Maybe you should talk about this game only in three-word sentences.
I'll go back and delete that review then.
Yes, please.
And start over.
And please assign a score to it out of 100.
It would be a very high score.
Would you give it an 88?
No, I think you would give it a 92.
92 was what I was leaning towards.
I see.
So, yeah. This game a lot. It does a really good job of storytelling, and Ninja Theory seems to have a way with facial expressions that a lot of other companies can't get across. Like none of their facial expressions or the way their eyes focus on stuff, it doesn't look like empty like a lot of other games, like Heavy Rain.
The Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, they somehow get past that, and
they
it just makes you.
They put a soul in each character.
Yeah, it makes you wish that every game could like put this in there because it helps the game out so much. And the gameplay, it's solid. It's not anything too like groundbreaking, but it mixes it up a lot. So you'll be doing the platforming, like climbing stuff like Uncharted, and then you'll go and you'll do some melee combat with the monkey, the main character's staff, and then there's some shooting elements, and there's some like racing around on a hoverboard elements, and there's a whole bunch of nice...
Are the shooting segments any good?
They're relatively small. The shooting, you actually do that with the staff as well, and so...
Did you play the demo, Wombat?
I haven't. I've been meaning to. I just haven't.
Because that's not... There's no shooting in the demo, and I felt when I played the demo that I liked it, but I needed to shoot things. I didn't want to just hit things with a stick. I want to shoot things with a stick.
It's very segmented where you would shoot stuff. Like, you have very limited ammo, and it's very much the game is meant for you to shoot in certain sections, and in other sections you're supposed to use Trip, who is the girl that you're escorting. You can use her. She can't fight, but she can create a distraction. And so when she creates that distraction, all the robot mechs fire at her, allowing you to do your platforming acrobatics to sneak around behind them.
I see. So it's like Army of Two.
Yeah, it has some Army of Two in there. But it's kind of neat because you have that timer for how long they can distract, or she can distract the mechs. And
well,
so
she
you
gets
have
tired at the end of the timer? She can't be distracting anymore?
Well, no, she does. She like puts out like a decoy. And so the decoy only lasts for so many seconds before it needs to recharge.
The combat is good. I mean, it seemed a little light in the demo and not that interesting.
It's okay. It's not
light as good as Heavenly Sword.
No, it's not as good as Heavenly Sword, which is weird that they didn't just use the same combat system, because it's close to the same combat system. It still does the thing where enemies glow different colors, whether or not they're going to attack or whether they're blocking or whether they're stunned. So it's got that same type of thing as Heavenly Sword had, but it's just not as in-depth. But it works well. I like this game a lot.
No,
I definitely recommend playing it.
Sounds like the story is a big part, and the cutscenes are a big part to getting you to like the game.
It is. There's no doubt about that.
Cool. Yeah, it is important. Surprising how important just getting character interactions, getting that right, how important that is, and how often it's not done.
Well, a little personality goes a long way.
I mean, don't you think that's why, like, the first Mass Effect game, that's really a big part of the reason why it was so popular and so well received.
Yeah, oh, definitely, because the gameplay in that wasn't so spectacular.
Right, but it was the first time where you were watching, maybe not the first time, but one of the few times where you're watching characters interact with each other and you're thinking, wow, this is like a really good movie or a good TV show.
Also the best part of Dragon Age, which I actually played more of last night. I'm almost finished. When, you know, you're walking around with your party members will talk to each other. And, you know, depending upon who you have, there's different conversations. It's almost a crazy number of conversations that theoretically could be had. And it's really the best part of the game is just overhearing, you know, I like using Shale, the big golem. And he talks with, you know, the woman, you know, one of the women, and, you know, just had this whole conversation, you know, like, what's it like being a human? And they had these conversations. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the it's the same thing that makes Uncharted so good as well. Like,
yes.
A lot of it is the interactions between the characters and the movie pacing. And Enslaved has that same type of pacing where you're constantly wanting to move forward. I played this in one sitting, like one 8.5 hour sitting.
I knew, like, the latest boat crash chronicles, which described your wife being away for the weekend and how you haven't slept in 4 days. I assume that was pretty accurate.
It was pretty spot on. Some of those boat crash chronicles are kind of scary how close you get stuff.
Yeah, I got that impression from reading them.
But I definitely recommend playing Enslaved. Also out this week is Castlevania Lords of Shadows.
Okay.
Or Lords of Shadow, just one shadow apparently. I played the demo for that. It's the same demo we played at E3. And it's very God of War type of combat. Reminds me of Dante's Inferno as well. It's same type of game as that. It's getting either really high scores or around the 7.5 range.
Right.
So what I played at the demo, I can only comment on that so far. And I don't think it's very representative of the whole game. It doesn't sound like, but the combat, it's okay. Like, I don't know. It doesn't blow me away what they showed in the demo.
I wasn't very impressed during E3 when we played it.
I was not impressed at E3,
Yeah, passing the controller around going, your turn.
Right. We dumped it off on Mike McWhorter, remember?
Yeah, I remembered we gave it to somebody. We're like, here, you try.
I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
But apparently the full game has a lot of like exploring and some platforming and puzzle elements and everything that the demo doesn't really show off. So I don't know. I'll probably rent that one from Gamefly or something and play it. Another one I've been playing is NBA 2K11, which we mentioned earlier.
Didn't you cry when you watched the opening cutscene or something lame like that?
I did. I broke down into tears. No, like I seriously got chills from the opening cutscene. Like
now, I'm not interested in basketball. Would I be interested in this game?
Maybe. Do you like that intro song from the 1990s Bulls?
Oh, the it's Sirius, right?
Yeah, that song. Yeah.
It's called Sirius.
Okay. The game starts like that. It's all dark and the spotlights are going around the stadium with the strobe light effect. And that starts, and then the announcer announces Michael Jordan, and you come out of the locker room and like high five like Scottie Pippen and Bill Cartwright and all the classic Bulls. And then it immediately goes into the 1991 finals versus Magic Johnson and James Worthy. So it just throws you straight into that game and you start playing that game, which is, it's awesome to have all these like classic basketball players.
Wait, you start playing the game in the intro?
Well, the intro just moves straight into the first game, which is this.
And you just play.
1991
finals.
That's
like the menu?
You can back out of the game and go to the menu, but there is no menu to start the game. It's just like, this is Michael Jordan's game and we want you to know it. So you're playing as the 91 Bulls. Primarily, you're going to play as Jordan, of course. So my experience, I'm all pumped up. I'm playing with the Bulls, all these great basketball players that I grew up watching.
Gretchen's away for the weekend.
Gretchen's away.
You're high on fish tranquilizers.
That could have been part of why I was so excited as well.
You have a rope around your neck and you're naked on the couch. Okay. Paint the picture. Come on.
I'm getting the hang of the controls. I've played for like a minute and a half. I finally get like understand what the shoot button is, like what the crossover button is and everything like that. I get the ball to Jordan's hands. I cross over Byron Scott. I go up for a jumper around the free throw line. I swish it. I'm feeling good. And then I looked at the screen and Jordan is in a pile, just like crumpled on the court, and he's out for the game. Like that's how I awesome. Started this game. Yeah. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. Like they didn't make it so he couldn't get hurt in this first game or whatever.
Right.
So I'm sure nobody else is going to have that experience, but that was my experience with NBA 2K11. But it's a great basketball game. If you like basketball,
Bet on sports somewhere.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of people calling this the best basketball game ever made. So
the passing's really cool because in the past, basketball games, like if you throw it at defenders or whatever, it just kind of like bounces off of them oddly. But in this game, they kind of like tap it away or they'll actually go and steal it. And then like when people are going for rebounds, they kind of like tip it to themselves and everything. So it's got a nice, like, it's closer to what actually basketball is.
I don't know. I think I'll wait for the EA one.
Did you see somebody's playing that tonight? They're putting up a live stream.
No, like, someone got it or stole
it. Yeah, they bought it off of eBay for like $270 or something. Less than $300. And I wonder like if that's worth money now.
Well, I mean,
it's got to be, right?
I went to that EA event today and they had NBA Jam. They were showing that. And I asked the guy, you know, what's the deal, basically. And, I mean, even they were surprised. Like, it was last minute for them, too. They still plan on getting NBA Jam out now for, you know, Xbox and PlayStation 3 before Christmas.
They didn't. They weren't showing those versions at their event.
No. They only showed the Wii version, the one that's out now. And, you know, and they're now going to be making, well, they are probably going to be making some changes, you know, to add in some of those features that were taken out and hopefully give us the game we always wanted for NBA Jam. But this was a surprise. This is very last minute. And, you know, usually a game is done. A lot of times I think games are, you know, I would assume the boxes are printed and the discs are pressed at least a week prior to shipping. Did you check your Sunday ads this Sunday ship in the newspaper?
I did not. Was it in there?
It was in there. It was
It was in
Target, and I believe it was in Toys R Us also. It might have been in Best Buy.
Oh yeah, there's no question they pulled it last minute. Like they
like this is a surprise. This game was finished and probably.
Oh yeah, they had printed up copies of it. The copy that was on eBay apparently was a disc only copy that the warehouse, like the casing and everything, had gotten messed up and destroyed, so they weren't going to be able to ship this to the retailers. And so it was just a discarded copy.
Don't you think this is maybe just, this is a case of, wait a minute. It's not that, it has nothing to do with the game being good or bad. It's that they can make so much more money just selling NBA Jam separately.
No, this had something to do with this game being bad.
You think?
Yeah, this had to do with the game just being
this game was really bad.
Really bad.
But don't you think, I mean, think about it. Like, there's a lot of hype behind NBA Jam right now.
Well, no, because the, you know, the rumor was is they were going to have NBA Jam, you know, as that pack-in, but they were going to sell that missing content later.
They know. I don't think that was ever a rumor. They never said it was going to be but the Wii version.
I saw a report today that somebody had looked at the back end of the Xbox Live Arcade version,
right?
And there was a hook in there for buying the extra content.
I see.
So maybe, no, they probably would have made more money doing it that way.
Well, maybe not, because maybe they decide they're going to charge $60 for a standalone game, which they never planned on doing for 360. And think about that. That could be a lot more money. That could be huge.
My wife just took my credit card and walked away.
Uh-oh. Is she going to go order NBA Jam?
Yeah.
She better.
I hope that's it.
Right.
Why is there an elephant on the front lawn?
Well, the NBA Jam for Wii did ship this week.
Right, yes. It's supposed to be good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good. I have a copy on the way, but it's not here yet, so I can't talk about it.
Boom shakalaka.
Yes.
I will buy it.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Xbox.
Yeah.
You just want to play basketball as Hillary Clinton.
Kinda.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else came out this week? That Wii Party game came out, which is like Mario Party, but with the Miis.
Uh-huh. What's the deal with the Final Fantasy DS game?
You got me. I don't have any idea what that is.
Yeah, I don't, and yet I'm still interested, which is even weirder. Like, why am I interested, and yet I don't know what you are?
I'm not interested.
I know you're not interested.
So what else we got?
Def Jam Rap Star for the 360 and the PS3. And the
Wii. We saw that at E3, too.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess Kotaku's review is buy it if you like rap.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it if you do not like or rap. Have no intention to like rap or hip hop.
What if I really dislike black people? And my racism cannot be overcome by like playing a good video game.
You mean what if I'm TBD?
That's not funny.
Yeah, it is, because it's true.
I saw they had a lot of songs to buy already on Xbox for this.
That's really
including
funny
stuff
too.
Like Delight?
Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah, that was one of the songs you could buy, and I was thinking, wow, that should have been in the game.
Well, if they get Jam On It on there by Nucleus.
Jam On It. Jam On It.
Wow, you sound just like them.
I know. I always get confused for them or the guy from Cameo.
Right. They performed in Tokyo like a month ago.
Word up.
And it was I believe it was over $100 a ticket to see Cameo.
That's crazy.
It was at a small club somewhere.
Well, do you get to sit on top of the guy's hair? Is that kind of
right. It's a private concert.
Word up.
Anything else?
That Pokemon Rangers. Latest Pokemon Rangers game came out, and Guardian Signs, I guess is the name of it. I got that in, but I think Mrs. Ship is going to play that.
She likes that game.
Yeah, she does. And the Pro Stroke Golf, John Daly's game that's Move compatible on PS3.
You practiced that all weekend while your wife was away.
John Daly's drinking challenge.
And pro stroke.
Pro stroke. And pro stroke. And bitch slap. Let's see.
That's it.
That's it for the new releases.
Well, on the downloadables, Comic Jumper came out for Xbox Live Arcade.
I see. I didn't like that. I played it at TGS. I didn't think it was anything special.
The cutscenes are supposed to be very entertaining.
I see. Okay. Well, let's move on to some shopping news, CAG news. This, I thought, someone typing in our document, or is my keyboard broken? Because I just see a bunch of Z's going across.
I have a bunch of sixes.
Oh. It's my computer, I guess. I spilled tea on my keyboard this morning.
Nice.
Oh, this is not good. Oh, Tycoon. This is making it hard. There's too many Z's. You sure you guys aren't messing with me?
Yes, I am sure. Yeah, I don't see.
I'm pretty sure.
Thing. Yeah,
I see sixes,
C's and Z's. I don't know what to do. What do I do?
Oh, there's the Z's. Okay.
I don't know what to do. Wait, I know what to do. I'll open up a text document. Uh-oh. Oh, I can't. I can only type Z's. Hold on. I'm having big troubles here. Okay, here we go. Now I'm in a text document. Come on.
There's more Z's coming.
No. Those are leftover Z's from before.
You know, Nightfall will.
Oh, wait. There's more Z's coming. Sorry. Okay, I think I got rid of the Z's. Okay, now we're good.
You got rid of disease?
Well, I no. I still have Z's going in a box. Just a Word document.
The ZZ's on top?
Because they have to go. Because the Z's have to go somewhere.
The Z's just took over the top half of the outline.
Oh no! Okay, someone has to hit undo, or maybe I can do it. Oh wait, I did it.
I'm in that read-only version, so as long as I don't hit refresh, I should be fine.
Okay, I got it. We're good. We're good, everybody. The outline is saved, and the Z's are continuing to populate.
I just see Z's.
My notepad. I fixed it, though. I fixed it. You should see it now, the new one.
Okay, it's back.
Okay, we're back. We're Z-less. Well, I still have Z's, but... So, yeah, and we have a couple of contests going on CAG, don't we? Admit it.
Yeah, at least two.
Right. Tell us about the contest, Wombat. Well, I watch these Z's.
That's awesome. Well, one we have is for Superstars V8 Racing on the PlayStation 3. We're giving away 10 download codes for Superstar V8 Racing for the PS3. It's the ticket system. All you need to do is go to the contest tab on cheapassgamer.com to earn your tickets. And you get a chance to enter the raffle. And I believe if you become a friend of theirs on Facebook, they may give us more codes to give away.
Yes, if they reach, they lowered it at now. It's if they reach 1,999 likes, then they will give away an extra 15 copies to CAGs.
So go like them. Yeah, go like them on the Facebook. And that would be awesome. Supposed to be a very good game, so.
Right. And Shipwreck, what's the other contest?
The other one, it's almost over, but it's for Gladiator Begins for the PSP, courtesy of Axis Games. And we're giving away 10 copies of that as well. And pretty much enter the same way. You go to our contest page and post in the forums and tweet about it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, okay. Let's
hey, did you catch all those Z's? Did I get that one in time?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all about the timing.
Yes. Let's say do a quick little word from our friends at GoDaddy.com. They've given us some coupon codes for your web hosting and domain registration needs. Coupon code CAG10 gets you 10% off any order. $5 off a $30 order is CAG5 off 30. And use coupon code CAGDOMAIN to get $7.49 domain registrations. That's GoDaddy.com.
GoDaddy or go fuck yourself.
And of course, GameStop has something going on, and I forgot what it is, so I'm waiting to load up. Oh, GameStop, if you pre-order DJ Hero 2, you will get an exclusive turntable controller bag by Puma. That's a famous name brand, Wombat.
And it has a Puma on the bag.
Right on the motherfucking bag.
I have a pair of Puma sneakers. They're powder blue. They're powder blue Puma sneakers that would actually match that bag.
Really?
Yep.
Shit is fly.
I kind of rock them, I have to admit. When I wear them, people stop me on the street and go, whoa, are those powder blue Pumas?
Right. You know what's missing from that outfit? A DJ Hero bag.
Probably. And a Kangol hat.
Right. Okay, well, let's move on to some multi-platforming, Wombat's news and stuff. Wombat, you went to the this EA event in New York City.
Yes, let me grab my cheat sheet.
Yes.
Now, I did. I went there today. It was actually really cool. And it's oddly enough the game I like the best I can't talk about yet. So we're going to table that for later.
Well, what, can you tell us what game you can't talk about?
I can tell you that I played a game that hasn't been announced yet, so I can't even say the title.
It hasn't been announced yet?
An unannounced game that will be out this year.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's...
I think... Are you sure it's just you didn't hear of it?
Nope. Chip, have you ever heard of it?
It sounded familiar, but I don't know that I've heard of it.
So, nope. Not allowed to... I even have a sheet that says, don't talk about this game.
Oh. What was the game again?
That game.
Oh.
No, nice try.
Thank you.
And this is pretty impressive.
How do you spell that again?
With a Q. Anyway,
Kicks confirmed.
Yeah,
new kicks. HD kicks.
Yeah. I wish.
It's called HD. It's coming out this fall.
That would be awesome.
Scoop.
No, they did have Create there though, and you saw that, right?
I saw it and quickly looked away to the mini hamburgers.
Yeah, I did the same thing actually. They had mini hamburgers and coconut shrimp. Oh, I was very happy.
That's pretty crazy that they had mini hamburgers in Tokyo and New York.
No, mini hamburgers are very popular these days.
What are those noises going on?
Who's ripping off tape?
Is that you, Wombat? Are you like unpacking something while you're talking?
Oh, it might have been me.
Are you unvelcroing your shoes, or what are you
flipping
doing?
The page. Was it?
What?
Was that it?
Oh, the page. Okay.
The page. I have paper in my hand.
Right. Wow. Real paper in this day and age.
Yeah. I said my cheat sheet.
Very quaint.
Thank you. I am quaint. Yeah. I saw Create there too. I watched it for like maybe 3-4 minutes. I had no idea what was going on.
Right.
All I knew is that I wasn't interested.
You thought they were playing Little Big Planet.
Yeah. Like, I don't. Yeah. And then I walked
in. And either way, you weren't interested.
You know what I did play? The Rock Band 2. I played the keyboard in Rock Band 3.
You
I
had
mean?
That there?
Rock Band 3. Rock Band 3. I played the keyboard in Rock Band 3.
I'm excited about that. Tell me about it.
The keyboard in Rock Band 3 is a total game changer. It's awesome. I am in love with the Rock Band keyboard. Because I played in the standard mode or whatever, normal mode, where you just use 5 keys to match the 5 colors. Yeah. And that actually, even that took a little bit of getting used to. Like just, you know, watching. Also, the TV was low to the ground, so it was just, and I was standing up. But that was actually kind of cool. Played Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Little Tears for Fears. And
right.
it was kind of awesome. Kind of, you really feel like you're doing something. And then I played Pro Mode, which is where you use the whole keyboard, even, you know, like the black keys, and, you know, there's a lot going on. And I played Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police. And that was really hard. I made it through the song, and they were actually said, that's really impressive. And I was like, all right.
Do you play piano?
I don't. So it was actually really cool because I actually felt, I've always wanted to play piano, and I felt like I was playing piano.
Right.
But no, I don't play the piano. So I think that if you, you know, are really looking for something new in the world of music games, the keyboard in Rock Band 3 actually is pretty nifty. So I'm going to say.
Now, did you play with just the one that they're shipping with the game, or did they have actual keyboard set up there too?
No, they had the one that they're making, the Red Octane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure it's Red Octane?
Yes. Ship can confirm that, right?
That is
sure it's called. You sure it's called Rock Band 3?
I have no idea. Something with music.
2?
Yeah.
I think you should go back to 2.
Rock Band 2? Maybe. Aren't they supposed to be adding Pro Mode to Rock Band 2, or am I making that up?
I think they're just adding Pro Mode to songs that you can import from Rock Band 2.
Oh, okay. Rock Band 3. Okay. So, you know.
Right, and charging you $1 for the guitar parts.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I'm not 100% wrong. Just mildly.
What else do they have there?
I played Dead Space Extraction.
Oh, how was that?
On the PlayStation 3 with the Move.
Yeah.
I wanted to check that out. It's all right. You know, you hold the thing up and you push the button. It was a little...
That would be a tough game, I think, in a demo environment to really get into.
Honestly, it felt a little, like, haphazard to me. A little slapdash.
How so?
Like, I never really felt like I was actually shooting the aliens in Dead Space.
You were probably missing.
No, I wasn't missing because my points would show up. Like when you hit a limb, you know, 200 right. points would pop up. So I knew
maybe
I was hitting
something. Maybe just you needed like better sound. It's too noisy in the place.
I don't know. I just never really felt like I was hitting anything.
Do they have the gun attachment?
No, it was just the actual remote.
I think that would be a lot better with the gun attachment, right?
It might. Well, no, because you need too many buttons.
Well, you need the buttons?
You use all the buttons.
Ugh, it's too many buttons on that thing.
I agree. It's also, it's a lot of the too many buttons.
Wait,
I would rather...
you playing, do you play it just with one move controller?
You play it with just one, no, one move controller, but you need all four face buttons and the center button. The one on top.
See, on the Wii version, you played with a nunchuck and a gun, is how I played it.
Yeah, no, it's just the one
that
Wiimote.
Sounds better to me. Less buttons.
And yeah,
if
I keep calling the move the
like
Wiimote
that,
on purpose.
All those buttons?
I don't. It was weird. Like, wait, which ones? This one switches your weapon, and this one is for reloading, and this one is for changing the ammo type, and this one is for... I'm like, wait, what does who now?
Hey, was this your first move experience?
This was my second move experience. My other one was at E3.
So don't you find it confusing to have to remember the new button placement?
Yes, especially when you're holding something in your hand, and it just didn't work for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it worked, physically worked. It just didn't work for me personally.
Did you check out Need for Speed?
They had it. I watched a little bit of it. It looks very pretty, but I didn't get a chance
cool.
to play it.
It's
yeah.
so cool.
It does look cool. They had that there. They had a lot of Sims stuff, medieval Sims and Sims and airplanes, and they had Battlefield Vietnam.
Did you try it?
I don't think they were letting us play it.
What a bunch of assholes.
What can you do? And they had Medal of Honor. You know, a lot of stuff that we've seen already. But it was cool. I unfortunately didn't have a ton of time. I was there for about an hour, though, which was still pretty cool. The most fun I had, honestly, was playing Rock Band 3 on the keyboard.
Right.
And the other game that I can't talk about yet. But let me tell you, there's a game coming out from EA by the end of the year that is probably going to be worth there's a good chance it could be worth your money. So
it's pretty. Who would have thought that they have a game coming out this year that they haven't announced yet? That seems really strange.
It's nothing. I wouldn't say it's the most unique thing I've ever seen, but it was fun and it was a surprise to see something like that there. So there
Super,
you go.
Tell me what it is.
It's
we can tell you what it is after the show.
Yeah, we can tell you what it is. After the show, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So there you go. That was my... Oh, and the food was good. Did I mention that?
The little hamburgers.
Little hamburgers.
Oh, no, more Z's. I'm sorry. I clicked. It's more Z's.
So Rock Band was the big winner, because that looks
Rock
really
Band,
good.
Rock Band, yeah. Rock Band is really good. The keyboard's cool. I got to see the new guitar. I didn't play it.
Well, I looked up... Like, I was looking at Rock Band, and I was looking at the song list, and I think I have, like, 65% of the songs that are shipping with Rock Band 3, like, in my iTunes. They're songs that I know and like.
Wow.
And the reason I mention that is because I played Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock this past weekend, and I'll have a review up shortly. But I was curious because...
Don't you mean Warriors of Roz?
Rozka.
Rozcock?
I think all those Z's are silent in the title.
Isn't she a newswoman on the local news in New York?
Yes, Rozcock on Channel 7.
Yeah, I thought so. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Shipwreck.
No, that's fine. I had tweeted this previously, but... I looked up to see how many of the songs in previous Guitar Hero and Rock Band games that I actually had in iTunes and everything, songs that I knew and liked.
Sure.
And for the most part, I think the lowest one was probably Guitar Hero 5, and it was like at 45%, and then all the rest of them were right around 50%. I looked up how many songs I had in Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock. I only had like 22 or 24%. Of the songs.
I love that you did this, by the way.
I know, me too. I think it's awesome. And I'm assuming one of them was Five Finger Death Punch.
It was not.
It was Flyleaf. I know you have all their albums.
No.
Band of Skulls.
Oh, yeah. Band of Skulls, one of my favorites.
Atreyu, of course.
Wilson Phillips. I love
Arch Enemies.
There's no Wilson Phillips in this game. Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, the set list is so bad.
Like, it is terrible.
It's so focused.
Who is buying the Slash featuring Anne Asbury? No one's even buying that album. And I like both Slash and Ian Asbury, but no one cares about them. They're not relevant.
Right. Rockman 3 is a much better track list. I think we can all agree.
Yeah. And my full review is coming, but unless you look at that track list and go, yes, I want all these songs with people yelling at me that don't have any melody to them, and I want to be able to hit buttons as fast as I can, like, because that's clearly who this game is made for.
And when I think of hard rock and Tom Petty songs, the first song I think of is Listen to Her Heart.
Right.
Oh, this is terrible.
They just use songs they could get really cheap.
Well, what they did was, it does this whole thing where the characters transform into their warrior forms. So they turn into like goblins and mecha babes and everything. And so in each chapter, you play as one of these characters, and they've based the songs in that chapter on this character's personality. So they've grouped everything into genres. So what happened to me was, like, there's like one character where I like the majority of the songs in the set list.
That was the character made after you, right?
Right, right. Judy Bloom or something. I don't remember her name. Is it
14-year-old girl.
Right, exactly. The one that Wilson Phillips would have fit in this category.
She's definitely listening to Wilson Phillips.
Yeah. And then the rest of them, it's like I'm lucky to like two of the songs in the set. And then once you get towards the last three or four sets, it's just nothing but people screaming at you and you hitting buttons. It's but you can get so many stars now because you get all these multipliers. You can get up to 40 stars per song. I don't get
it. Do they have beef bologna from Sleepaway Camp Nightmare?
I don't believe they had that. It's funny. I'm looking at the Rock Band list, and I pretty much am, you know, well versed in the songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and the majority of the 90s. But when you hit the 2000s, I'm like, wow, I'm old.
Right.
Because that's what they have.
Yeah, Warriors of Rock made me feel old, too. Like, yeah. I just wanted to turn it down when I was
I am not familiar with the band Pretty Girls Make Graves.
No.
Or Pony Hoax.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
You know King Cobra?
I am familiar with King Cobra.
You are?
Yeah.
What song do
Isn't
they do?
From the, aren't they an 80s band?
Yes. What? Yeah. What
oh, I couldn't tell you a song, but I know who they
what
are.
Movie, what movie do they have a famous song in?
I have no idea.
Iron Eagle.
Ah, yeah, that's it.
Yep. Never Say Die, Iron Eagle.
Yep.
There you go. You win, I guess. I don't know. Congratulations, do I win? You win.
Yay. You win my copy of Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock that only works on one of my 360s because they had a whole bunch of issues with these with disc read errors, and they're replacing a whole bunch of discs.
All right, we gotta move on because there's a lot of stuff left to talk
about. I'll talk briefly about Dead Rising 2 because I beat that this weekend too.
Yes, in one sitting?
Pretty much one sitting.
Everybody read the latest Boat Crash Chronicles and you'll learn.
Yeah, that took me about 12 hours. I actually finished it on one playthrough. Like, I didn't have to like die and restart my whole game, which is a big improvement over the first Dead Rising.
Well, because you had multiple saves.
Yeah, you have three saves, and it never got to the point where my player wasn't leveled up enough to proceed, which happened in the first game to me.
How does that happen? Like, just you're not strong enough and you can't kill the guys?
Yeah, so, like, if you pass up enough of the, like, rescue missions and side missions, then you don't get as many, like, PP points to level up Chuck. And then you get to the psychopaths, the required psychopaths, and those battles are just... They're so overpowering for the psychopaths.
I think I didn't like that in the first game, and maybe that's why I stopped playing. I fought like some clown guy with the
with the chainsaws.
Yeah, yep. And I was like, "What the? I'm like, this is I'm playing the wrong game right here. This is for some 14-year-old kid on speed or something. I don't know."
Yeah, so the psychopaths return in this game, but I pretty much avoided all of the ones I could. Just simply by looking at you get your little missions that pop up and the descriptions, like it would say something like, oh, there's this chef over here that needs help. But the title of the mission was like, I don't know, Solent Green is people or something. So I'm like, yeah, that guy is going to be a psychopath that's killing people and eating them or something. So I'm going to avoid going over near him so I don't have to fight him.
So you can do that.
Yeah, yeah. You have to fight a few that are like main story bosses throughout the game, but for the most part, you can just completely get past fighting all these people that fight back. And so right. then you can just wail on the zombies and go and rescue all the people. And the people you rescue now can defend themselves pretty well. You don't have to babysit them as much. So once you've got them to join up, you can pretty much just haul ass back to the safe house. And as long as they're close enough to you when you go through a door, they'll follow you. But if you if they're not close enough, it's really annoying because the game takes probably 20 or 30 seconds to load every time you go through a like change sections. Same thing when you're trying to save the game.
Oh, so you have to go back and try to go back. Make sure they follow you.
Yeah, so you're going back and forth and hoping they're close enough. It puts a little icon on them when they're close enough, but if you have a whole bunch of them following you, it's tough to see like if they're all with you or not. But I enjoyed it a lot more than the first game, and I'll have a full review out for that as well.
Cool. Yeah, I keep thinking about buying it, but...
It's much more enjoyable... And if you do get stuck, there are a couple items in the game that you kind of have to make, and it kind of makes everything a lot easier.
Gotcha. All right.
What it really needs still, though, like it does that whole combo item thing. What it needs is a storage system, like a chest or something, in all the maintenance shops where you put all your combo weapons together. Right. To where you go grab the items and you store them in that chest, and you have them when you want to make something. Like, it's annoying to have to be carrying all this, like you have like I don't know, like a leaf blower that you're carrying, and you need this other item so you can make like a parasol that makes this big I don't know combo weapon where it
right
shoots
so you
out
can save your stuff and yeah. build everything and
you then can't maybe do you that can you have to carry weapons. Stuff around in your limited inventory
right so that sounds like that's ripe for some DLC rapage right there.
It would be a lot more enjoyable to me if I could just go out and gather all this stuff and bring it back and then use it when I wanted to.
What's the game that did that? Borderlands, right?
Yeah, and it's in their worst DLC.
In their worst one. Okay. Well, maybe they'll do it. Let's see. What else?
I also played some about? Quantum Theory over the weekend.
That can't be that, good.
Yeah, no one cares about
you're
that.
You're right. You're right. It's not very good.
Okay. Well, let's skip it then.
Why is NHL 11 the ultimate evil?
I wrote this on the outline. That's the reason why I... what did I say I didn't do before? I said I was too busy doing something and I couldn't...
You were playing NHL 11?
I was playing NHL 11. I've been playing that ever since I got back from Hawaii, like a lot. Every day, a lot. Way too much. Life-ruining amounts. It's just really, really good. What they did is... why I wrote Ultimate Evil is because they put in this game mode called Ultimate Team. And it's the same thing in the Madden game where they give you a deck of fantasy cards and that becomes your team. And you play games to earn EA pucks, which you can then use to buy more cards to make your team better. The reason why it's evil is they make it really difficult to earn those points that you need to buy more cards.
Yep.
So I think it costs 7,500 EA pucks. That's the currency to buy the good deck of cards. When you beat the computer in a game, you maybe get 300, 400 EA pucks. So you got to play a lot of games.
If you play against people online, at least in Madden, you get a lot more points that way.
You don't. You still only get like 400 points. Okay. If you win tournaments, you get more points, but you still have to play all the games. It's a lot of games. So either 7,500 EA pucks to buy a new deck of cards, or I think they charge a dollar or two, I forget. $2 for the best pack of real money. So that's why it's evil. I've already given them about $5, and I don't feel particularly good about it. But the game has occupied a lot of my time. You know, I'm always looking for new cards. There's an online auction thing similar to the Forza auction system for selling and buying cards. It's pretty great, but it's evil.
Can you trade cards when you get doubles?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, you can put items up for trade, for auction, or like or trade, and trade. You know,
and or trade
in the same auction. Well, it's in the same auction. You can say, oh, you can make me an offer, or you can just buy it for, you know, a certain amount of points. Anyway, it's occupying all my time. It's awesome. Everybody buy it. Oh, and the best thing, it's got a feature where you can basically swap out all the music in the game including all the music they play during the breaks in gameplay, and you know, when the home team scores a goal, when the away team gets a penalty, different things. And you can stream it all off your computer, and people make song packs for it. So I downloaded this guy's song pack, you know, and it plays all the songs you'd expect to hear.
Oh, is that where you got that thing that you sent me the other day?
What was that?
That action hero music mix.
Oh, First Blood? Yeah. No. It's not from that. It's not from that. But that's where I learned about King Cobra.
I figured. And Never Say Die. I got that. Yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome. So I have like all this great music playing when I, you know, when I'm playing NHL 11. It's really a cool feature. You should buy it. What else should we talk about? It's getting late, so maybe we should cherry pick some of these. What do you think is important here? Oh, how about this one? How about EA changing the taking the Taliban out of Medal of Honor?
Taliban.
Ricardo Montalban runs that organization.
Wow.
Well, before he died.
I was going to make a joke that would be so woefully inappropriate, but I'm not going to.
Right. Save it for the private show afterwards.
Maybe.
So basically, EA caved to the people who were complaining that you play as the Taliban, and they just changed the name to Opposing Force. I believe that's the only change they've made, is that instead of seeing Taliban,
brilliant,
it's Opposing Force,
which is also my wife's nickname for me.
Opposing Force. I don't know. It seems really silly to me. Does that make it really less offensive to the moms of dead soldiers?
To the military
it does
stores.
Nothing. Yeah, the military stores have already said they're not going to sell it still. It does nothing. Like, regardless of whether you think it's right or wrong or have an issue with them making this game, changing the name of it it does nothing. Like, there's no point to this. They've just made it seem silly now. Like, they could have stuck to their guns and said, no, we're making a game that is portraying what is going on right now. That's what we're doing. Because that's what they've done. But now they've come out and they've made up this silly little name for it.
It seems weird to me. It seems like a bad move. I don't think it's going to affect the sales in the slightest either way, but
I'm
going to
be
really
the opposing
weak
force in this conversation and say that I don't think it matters. I don't care. I think it's fine.
Well, you don't care
I think it's fine. If it makes some people happy, it's only in the multiplayer, and the changes aren't even really cosmetic. I mean, the characters all still look the same.
Yeah,
it's such a minor change to something so unimportant.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Then,
it's so minor. Why even do it?
Because it makes other people happy. Because it relieves you from a controversy that you really don't want or need.
It doesn't.
Maybe they do
though.
Want to be in that controversy. Maybe that's
they made
more
the
games.
Game. I mean, yeah, they made a game about fighting the Taliban and letting you play as the Taliban.
Right.
They made a game about fighting the Taliban. Multiplayer is not what the game's about.
That's a big portion of this game.
Yeah, it's a
huge portion of the game. But you're talking about the story. Multiplayer.
So the story mode of the game never had any Taliban in it.
So is there a story involving this multiplayer where not having it as a Taliban greatly changes the wide scope of the story they're telling with this multiplayer?
What about the single player had Taliban or no Taliban?
It did have Taliban. It does. Still does.
The single player does.
Yeah. That hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed.
It's only the
Shipwreck,
world.
Is he right or is he just making stuff up?
No, that sounds right to me, but I'm not sure because I haven't played through the single player yet, but I assume they are fighting the Taliban.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so they didn't change the single player. It's a change to the multiplayer. It's completely, it doesn't matter. All it does is that it most likely serves the purpose they intended to, which is to quiet the people that are angry about it without affecting your gameplay experience in any way, shape, or form.
Go Opposing Force.
Exactly. Who cares? It's the Opposing Force. Big deal.
Isn't it odd to you, like, I don't want to get into like the morals of right or wrong. Isn't it odd to you, though, that they changed the name of the people shooting the Americans, but it's still okay to shoot the Americans?
Everyone likes to shoot Americans.
That's what
it seems
mean.
Like they changed. It seems like they changed. Like, if they change one, they should change the other, because that's the issue, is that you're. You're killing Americans.
One's Opposing Force and the other's just Force.
Right. Your Force and Opposing Force. How about Team A and Team B? That would be good. That's pretty original. I suggested that they allow the players to just choose any name they want. You just type it right in and it'll appear on the screen.
That would be so terrible.
That would be awesome. And you would only see it, you know, on your screen locally. So it doesn't matter what other people
Well, that would be different.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would work great. Okay, what else we got here? I got a lot of Z's, I'll tell you that. Oh, I just erased. Oh, Sony is now Z, by the way.
Excellent.
I'm confused on the outline.
Are we going to talk about the jungle?
Yes, well, yes. Tell us about the jungle, quickly.
The jungle is Panasonic's new handheld console that's going to let you play MMOs or something, some shit like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Does it link to my 3DO in any manner?
Yes, it plays only 3DO games. So.
Oh, great.
This does seem like a weird piece of electronics.
It's kind of it. I mean, it has a full QWERTY keyboard. I mean, it is interesting looking, that's for sure. I can't really tell how big it is based off of the screenshots.
Right.
But it is cool.
All right, well, we'll see. I mean, people are hating on it and saying it's going to be a huge failure. Well, let's see what they're able to do. I'm pretty skeptical, but I like looking at new toys, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it really is going to, like any console, it's really going to, if you could play World of Warcraft on it from wherever you are, then, let's face it. If you're going to make an MMO device, it should play World of Warcraft. Isn't that really what it comes down to?
I guess so.
So if you get to build a portable WoW machine.
Well, they were showing Battlestar Galactica online.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at the little commercial.
I don't know if people are looking for that.
Yeah, that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, it looks like in the screenshot, that's some sort of medieval game. But people play Lord of the Rings online. It's really going to be a matter of what you could play on it. And if you could play popular MMOs and not need a PC, I don't know. People may be
then
into
somebody
that.
Somebody might buy it.
Yeah.
That, who aren't us.
There may be a market for that.
That's pretty clear right there.
Wombat or Cheapy.
So,
don't buy
again,
it if you're us.
I am going to reserve final judgment until there's actually something, tangible to talk about.
Right. All right. Well, let's move along because I want to make sure we have time for show feedback, for CAGBAG and stuff. Anything from Microsoft you want to talk? I'm looking at our stuff here. We seem to be very deficient. Did I erase the Sony stuff with Z's or was there something there before?
No, I think most of it was just in the general. A lot of stuff is just general to talk about. Like I put on there this, Duke Nukem Forever demo. If you buy the Borderlands Game of the Year edition, you get early access to Duke Nukem Forever, the demo.
Oh, that's okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
For those few people who haven't bought Borderlands.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But I said it seems kind of late to release that. And you're kind of jerking around these people that have been supporting a game for over a year now.
Yeah. And so, what else?
This kind of bothered me. Naughty Bear, a game that no one bought, now has DLC available for $5.
Why would that bother you?
Why release DLC for a game that no one bought?
Why does that bother you? I mean, they personally offended
you? Yeah, it kind of personally offends me. I'm like, what's the point? Why charge people for it? Who's buying it? The only people that could buy it are people that own the game. If you release it for free and people see that there's free DLC for a game, it might entice some people to actually buy this game, knowing that there's more that they can get for it for free online.
Right. Maybe.
I don't think
anybody wants more Naughty Bear. I think that's...
But maybe you could trick some people into buying your game new if they see that there's free DLC for it.
Right. That maybe one person they'll trick.
That, one person buys that game for $30. How many DLC packs do they have to sell to make that?
1,400.
Six. The answer is six.
It's six. Correct. Six.
That math is too hard. anything else before we go to the CAG bag?
Did you see that the Kinect manual confirms you need 6 to 8 feet, which means...
Yeah,
we talked about this last week. I'm just saying
it's
been reconfirmed. Yeah. And that just means I shouldn't even bother, I guess. Is that...
I mean, you should get that. You should know that you shouldn't bother anyway from just looking at the game.
I know, but this is supposed to be something easy and casual, and they turned it into Furniture Mover the game.
Right, and they tell you what kind of clothes to wear.
It's stupid. It's really stupid.
What kind of friends to have also.
It's a big box of failure, isn't it? $130 box of failure.
$150.
$150. Yeah, $150. I've already price dropped it. You didn't know?
we'll see. Analysts say it's going to sell millions and millions and millions. And I hear the word on the street is that the move is selling above expectations.
So it's selling six as opposed to four?
I don't know. That's what I hear. It's word on the street. All right, let's move on to show us your tweets and the CAG bag. So let's see. These names, dude. The Capsaicin Kid. Capation, I don't know. Why do you think so many object to paying for DLC? Do you think there is a misplaced sense of entitlement amongst gamers? Well, I don't know if it's about entitlement. It's just I know, like, when I'm playing that evil ultimate hockey mode, I mean, obviously, that game mode is completely tailored to take your money. Like, they didn't need to make it so you have to pay money to buy cards. They could have just lowered the amount of EA currency that you required to buy each pack in the game and not try to screw you out of your fake EA dollars so you have to use real US dollars to earn more cards. It doesn't make me feel particularly good. I didn't feel good about laying out that money for my fake cards for my fake hockey team.
You get some good cards, though?
No, and you don't even get good cards. I got, like, the worst cards. I got, like, a million contract cards. That's
and
so
a Bobby Nystrom.
I'll tell you what. Talking about DLC, if they released, you know, if they did what NBA 2K11 is doing and have classic teams and players from maybe the late 80s,
I was
going to
say, what
90s.
Would you pick up, like, the 79 Islanders? Is that what you'd want?
No. What I would like for them to do, and I will pay $10 for
Billy
this.
Smith, Bobby Nystrom, Trottier action.
Recreate an entire, I mean, just a whole, either do this, a whole bunch of classic teams from the 80s and 90s, or take 1 year, like 1988 or 89 or something like that, and just do every team in the league. And I would pay $10 for that. Is that so wrong to ask for? Is that too much to ask for?
It might be too much.
I would love that.
I bet you would.
I'm surprised at how many players and teams NBA 2K11 has in it. It's really cool. I mean, it really makes the
game. How many classic teams would you say they have?
Oh, I don't know the number, but I know I've played
25.
Oh, probably that many at least. They have 20? Every Bulls team from I think like 91 through 98. And then you have all the teams that they played against, like big games during that period.
How does Dennis Rodman look?
I haven't played it any with that late in the Bulls yet.
I see.
But I've played against Jordan. I've played against Magic. I've played against Bird. I've played against the Cleveland Cavaliers from back then.
Can you do one-on-one?
There might be a one-on-one mode in there. I'm not sure.
All right. Let's do some more questions here from the CAG. So I don't know if I even answered that dude's question, but... It's just when you see a mode like that, Ultimate Hockey mode, and you realize it's just there because they know they can make money off it, it doesn't make me feel great to be alive and a fan of video games. But that being said, I gave them money, so they tricked me. And now I'm putting more Z's into the show outline. Wolfkin says, Shipwreck, hey, I was driving through the city of Cincinnati a few weeks back, and at a local Big Lots store, I got the most helpful assistance in locating a tire iron from a rather cool ginger dude not unlike yourself. Oh, I erased it over his question.
I'm told. I figure all you guys probably know each other, right? If he wasn't you, would you be willing to pass along my thanks? I was the black dude in the blue Saab. I'm sure this came up in your periodical meetings like it came up in ours. That's pretty funny.
Yes, I've already passed it along to Steve, and he remembered you. You were the second black dude driving a blue Saab that he helped that day.
Looking for a tire iron.
No, the other guy was looking for the hot dog flavored potato chips.
Ugh.
All right, let's see what else we got. Archaic asks, do Japanese people realize that their game stories are embarrassing? I mean, is there any self-consciousness at all when a complete out of context panty shot or excessively whiny dialogue comes up, or is all that stuff just part of the culture? I mean, I have the presence of mind to be embarrassed when my wife overhears my Gears of War game dialogue. So I was just wondering if the Japanese populace could also distinguish good writing from bad, and if so, why is their game writing so bad?
Is he implying that Gears of War writing is Japanese?
No, that it's bad.
Okay, he's just... okay.
He's saying, I recognize that the American game writing is bad in most games.
Oh, so the Japanese people realize how bad it is also?
On their side, too. Yeah. I don't know, but I agree with you that the... I don't recall very many Japanese games having stories that I either understood or thought were good. But America, I can name a few American games in which that's the case. So I don't know. It could be a question of the localization too. But yeah, the stories are pretty silly and they make no sense and they're not really able to be followed without like some sort of guide. All right, here's a wager. Migo wants to lay down for us. Which game sells the most during October? Enslaved, Odyssey to the West, or Castlevania Lords of Shadow? Brand new IP versus the reboot of a well-known franchise. Both release on October 5th. Both seem to have the similar amount of hype around them. That is to say, none at all. What say you, gentlemen? Wombat, your pick.
Castlevania.
Shipwreck.
Castlevania.
And the answer is Castlevania.
It's no question, I don't think.
Right, it has to be.
Even the covers, like Castlevania is an easier sell than Enslaved is just based on cover alone.
Right. Here's a good Castlevania one. What sells more between now and Christmas, Halo Reach or Kinect?
You're counting for Kinect, we're talking about the $150
analysts
Kinect bundle?
Analysts are saying that Kinect is going to sell, 4 million by Christmas. I'm saying what sells more by, I guess we'll say Christmas, year end, whatever you want to say.
Wow.
Halo Reach.
That's a good question. I got to go with Halo.
Or Kinect.
I'm going with Halo.
I'm going with Halo also. I'm just curious.
We're talking about the number of units sold.
Not dollars made. Although dollars made, we could do that one also. What makes more money?
It's going to be hard to add up the Kinect stuff because they sell like the console
bundles.
We'll
do the base. We'll flatline it at 150 per unit sold.
I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm not convinced
that
they're going to be able
Halo
to sell
at? Halo has
I'm
going to
build that and we'll flatline at 60.
I don't know. Let's just do number of units. I'll say Halo. Well, let's not care about that one. How about that? Let's fine tune that.
Mine's more interesting. That's
you fine tune that wager and we'll address it.
We'll address it next week. I'll table it for next week.
Yes, yes. I'll write some more Z's and you... Right up.
I'll table you. Major.
Let's see. Thorbon 3 says, what do you guys think of Nintendo's automatic updates plan for the 3DS where the system does it without the user's permission? Supposedly that's to combat piracy. I would guess.
Oh, and if you're going to kill your husband, don't blame it on Mexican pirates. Just throwing that out there.
What do you mean?
It was in the news.
Oh. Huh. Don't know that story.
Mexican pirates killed my husband, and now the police think she did it.
Right. To answer Thorbond's question, what do I think of their plan, automatic update plan? I think it's fine. They have the right to do whatever they want to protect their console from being violated and games being stolen. The question is, can they do it in a way that's not annoying for the end user? Because the Sony update plan for the PS3, that's not a good plan. They need to not do that plan. They need the plan that does it while you're sleeping and that doesn't take a half an hour. As long as it accomplishes those things, I have no problem with it. Let's see. Anything else here? I don't know. Oh, wait. There's a lot here. Who put all these?
Those are all the ones that people sent to my Twitter account.
Oh. Are any of these good? Do you want any of them stand out?
Let's see here. Brad Glisson asked, have any of the CagCast crew tried Minecraft?
No.
No. I was told I wouldn't like it.
I would like it.
I don't think... I think Shipwreck might like it because it might fulfill some sort of engineer type thing. But yeah, I don't think I would enjoy it. I don't think you would either, GP. There's no real game.
I'm supposed to talk about, Walt J. reminds us to talk about the Extra Life CAG team that you can find in our, where is that? It's in the, I believe it's in the off-topic section of the CAG forum. I believe it's stickied up there. You can learn how to join the Extra Life Gaming Marathon charity team. Are you guys, did you guys join that?
I'm going to. I haven't yet.
Yes.
I should have done my marathon over this last weekend. I definitely
right.
put in 24
That's,
hours.
You can count it. No one's, I don't think anybody's checking to see when if you did the marathon or not.
Yeah. There's one here for Wombat. They wanted to know what Wombat thought of the Captain America game. Bing Bang Boom said Captain America game to not feature Nazis.
He also mentions the DC Universe Online delay.
That you predicted?
That I predicted. And I also want to say this is my new prediction. DC Universe Online never coming to the PS3.
Mm. Bold prediction.
That's my bold prediction. That's a big, bold prediction.
Canceled for PS3.
I'm saying canceled for PS3. Still coming out for PC, but not for the PS3.
All right.
And how is that game not going to feature zombies? What? Who? Zombies? Nazis? Who's Captain America? I mean, Captain America, I guess, because I read the thing, he writes the Red Skull, and I guess the Red Skull's minions, but it takes place during World War II, and the Red Skull is a Nazi. So I guess you're fighting Nazis, they just don't call them Nazis?
Hmm.
Opposing force.
There you go. All I know is that the game's made by Sega and it's based on a Marvel license, so it's going to suck. So it really doesn't matter.
Right. Excellent. Hey, by the way, I watched the, speaking of comics, I watched the Batman Superman Apocalypse.
Oh, how is that one?
My wife didn't like it. I liked it more than she did. It's got a lot of good action. My wife thought the dialogue was really bad.
That doesn't surprise me.
I didn't notice though. She didn't like it. That was her least favorite of these types of straight to DVD
releases. You
watched
the Under the Red Hood, right? Batman Under the Red Hood.
Yeah, I've watched all the recent ones. Yeah, that, I like that.
One,
I like all.
That one's coming to Netflix like next week on Instant Watch.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm looking forward to
it's
that.
Good. Yeah, you should check that out.
Oh, I will.
Oh, you'll be there. Let's see. Anything else? I'm sweating. I wanted to mention that I've decided to buy a new television. I thought everybody should know that.
3D?
3D?
No. I don't want it. I've also decided. I went with my friend Camp and Kev yesterday to the big Yodobashi in Akihabara. Shipwreck, you're going to be there soon.
I know, like a week and a half here.
Yep. Anyway, I wanted him to help me look at the TVs just to see what was out there. And I don't know, I tried a lot of the 3D stuff there. We both agreed, me and my friend, that they're going to say that this is bad for your eyes eventually. It's just a matter of time. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like that should be happening to your brain. And I don't like the way it looks. So I'm just going to get a regular TV with no 3D, save some money.
60-inch?
So I'm thinking 60. Here's what I'm thinking right now. 60-inch, sharp, the new Sharps, the Quattron.
Is that the one with the red lights on them? Red lights on the side?
I don't know. It might, maybe not in Japan. It might be different in America. It's the one that George Takei does the commercial.
Yeah.
Oh my. It has yellow. So I'm thinking that, the Yamaha soundbar, 5100 soundbar, and the stand that the soundbar, you can get with this soundbar for a very minimalist setup.
Why don't you get that set up before I come over? That way I can play with your soundbar.
I'm thinking about trying to make that happen. I will try to make that happen for you, Shipwreck.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay. And that's all I have to say about that. But I've decided no 3D. I'm out. I just don't care. Whoops, more Z's. I've got to be careful where I click with this thing. All right. Let me figure out how to fix my computer, because this is going to be very difficult to edit the show if there's Z's constantly coming out. So anything for you guys to plug?
Is the show going to be called Opposing Force, but you're going to spell Opposing Force with Z's instead of S's?
That sounds excellent to me.
Okay.
I'm on board for that.
Okay, just checking.
I can't stop these Z's, though. I don't know what to do. It's ruining our outline. But
it
I
sucks.
Need to save this for next.
It sucks a lot.
Ty, you know, walks out of my office this morning, and he goes, oh, man, I spilled the tea. Papa, clean it up. Wipe it up, he said. Papa, wipe it up.
Sabrina went to my mother picked her up from daycare today, and today happens to be the book fair.
Right.
Oh, does Sabrina have her number? 6 new books. Just a stack.
Well, that's easy. It's always easy to get people to buy you books.
Oh, it was so funny. She was so proud of herself. I got Dora and SpongeBob. Like, I see.
Right. So, well, let me know if she needs to borrow some Z's.
I will. I think I do.
Let's give a shout out to our friends at GoDaddy.com who have given us these coupon codes for your domain registration and web hosting needs. CAG10 gets you 10% off any order. CAG5 off 30 gets you $5 off a $30 order. And CAG Domain gets you $7.49 domain registrations at GoDaddy.com. And of course, we want to remind you that over at GameStop.com, you can pre-order the new DJ Hero 2 and get a Puma bag, which Wombat has labeled as very fashionable. And Wombat is an expert on style and fashion. So
that is true.
You should take heed of his recommendations to improve your visage.
Very true.
Shipwreck, you got anything you need to plug? Doing any appearances this week that we need to know about?
Are you going to be at the Chuckle Hut in Toledo?
Not in Toledo, no. I've got a lot of girls basketball games coming up this weekend, so that's big.
What's the name of the team?
Our team name? I'm not going to give our team name because then...
It tells too much information.
It's the
Cincinnati Monthly Friends. Isn't that what it's called?
No, it's Shipwreck's Girls with a Z instead of
That's exactly what it is.
Shipwreck's Girls or Ladies.
But and then I got a wedding to go to this weekend. So.
All right, so everybody look for Shipwreck at a wedding and girls basketball games. Mm-hmm. Wombat will be in a van somewhere getting the name, playing some game that he will forget the name of later when he reports on it. And I'll be playing NHL 11, giving them $1 at a time to improve my fake team. Goodbye.
Bread's done.
Mayday. Mayday. Chappy. Chappy, where are you?
Just put in that tape. There's an order. Nothing you can do about me.
Chappy, I want to help you. Where are you?
Climb high like I told you. Doug, I ain't gonna make it.